Hey, this is Bipolar J. I know I haven't recorded an episode in a long time. It's just because I've been pretty like sad or depressed. I'm not sure which one it is. I've been sleeping pretty well actually, sleeping about 8 to 9 hours every day. But when I wake up, it's like a distinct lack of energy, so the correct term is lethargy. I've been going out to groups. The group that I go to at the hospital has finished, so I've been filling my time by going to the community center to go swimming, to go skating, to go on dates, to fucking like I'm doing everything I can to get out of this depression or sadness. And I got my doctor's notes recently from the hospital, so I've been reading through that. And I'm just what I'm struggling with right now is accepting the medication. I'm still taking it, mind you. I'm not changing any of the medication until my doctor has said it's okay to try to like taper down or titrate down. But I would like to titrate down because I'm coming off the mania. And I'm slipping into depression, and I don't want that. So today what I did is basically kind of like really had a big journaling session time. I'll read to you what I wrote to myself at one of the groups. It's a journaling session where you have to kind of like give praise to yourself and be forgiving to yourself and kind of pat yourself on the back type of exercise. So this is what I wrote to myself. Dear Jack. Ah, fuck. Now you know my name. Doesn't matter. This year you deserve to have a nice long break. You overcame your mania, two separate hospital stays, and finally you have started to accept medication and looking after yourself. As you look towards 2019, look at everything you have accomplished this year. You are no longer depressed as you were last year at this time. You come to group self-help sessions, and you have changed the family's views on medication. You got over your ex. You started to date again. You started to edit the videos from Mexico. You got your business card printed out for Bike with Jack. You started to look for work, got three interviews, and are surely to come. You did all of this after just coming out of the hospital. They should call you Speedy Gonzalez. And so that was my journaling session. It's quite good. After writing it and reading it to the group, it felt great, but that's short lasting, you know? And then I went home and I read my journaling sessions, and I had some breakthroughs. So basically, I've had two hospital stays so far. First one was induced by an illicit drug substance abuse, basically marijuana cookies. And the second hospital stay was due to family pressure. And I feel I've achieved transcendence with regards to drug use. And there will be no longer family pressure if I titrate down on the medication. So I just have to kind of convince doctor that that's the correct course of action, because I don't want to titrate down by myself. I need his support and help on this issue. So I'm trying to figure out, like, right now I have about a month's time before I meet up with my doctor, where we discuss the medication. And Basically, after listening to the first episode of my podcast, I came to this conclusion and I wrote it down in my journal. I can always choose to bike out of my depression. Because, like, yeah, I was doing a long distance bike trip and, like, it made me feel happy without the use of medication. So I just need more exercise. I need more exercise. I should call quote unquote manic people to get out of my depression. Or just really happy people. I should just call happy people and hang out with them all the time if I'm depressed, because they will just lift up my mood because I'm an ambivert, like I said. I think everybody's an ambivert. There's no such thing as introvert and extroverts. And I should just lie to my parents to increase our relationship. Basically, if they ask me questions about medication, I just lie to them to say, yeah, I titrated it down by myself. That's the easiest way. And then I'll talk to the doctor and get the doctor's advice and follow the doctor's advice instead. Or make my own decision. But I like the doctor's seen so many people and like they've helped me way more than my family has. So on the topic of medication, I think I should listen to my doctor. Sleep is very important. And right now I'm oversleeping, so I need to set an alarm today. That's what I need to do. And I can balance. The important thing I should remember is that introspection is good to a point, but I need to go with the flow sometimes and find balance. Yep.